Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
So yesterday, as we were all getting ready for game three, I get a text. I get a text and a selfie, which is a rarity, from Jason.
And
it's almost like he made himself hungry when we were talking about Sonic. Or maybe it was simply a bout of curiosity, right? Jason has often compared himself to a domesticated cat. And so he was getting a little curious about Sonic's brand new groovy fries, which, as you know, are perfectly salted, hot, and crispy. And so he got over. Which location? Tell me what happened.
Right there off of Germantown Parkway. Folks will know it. Near the intersection of Cordova Road and Germantown Parkway. That Sonic right over there. It's a little, it's another little street that it's right off of. And it was packed, John. Absolutely packed for these groovy fries. There are actually only two stalls available. You rarely see a Sonic like that in the middle of the day. But what I learned was it was happy hour, which, of course, you can take advantage of. But it was also a rush for those groovy fries that John's talking about. And I did it. I did the taste test. Let's see.
Right.
Right. All that talk.
$1.
$1 for any size.
Wow.
Small, medium, or large. And that's a plus. Always is, right? That's a deal for you. But these fries are indeed unlike any that you have tasted. They are salted unlike any that you have tasted. And the groovy sauce that goes with these fries, unlike anything you have tasted. So get over there. Yeah, I took Faith.
How about that?
I said, how about a little treat, Faith? We're going to hit Sonic.
Love
for dinner.
It. Love
Got me
it.
The crispy chicken sandwich. Absolutely loved it. You will as well. Go try the groovy fries for yourself. Whatever you do, live free. Eat Sonic.
It's a good plan. Hey, I want to run something by you. I saw this come across, and it feels like it could set a new precedent in college athletics. According to Brett Murphy and others, the Big 12 is in discussions with Allstate on a naming rights deal that would change the name of the conference. Not like a title game, bro. Like y'all was always trying to say, oh, well, FedEx will sponsor the championship game. Nah, bro, we're talking about the damn name of the conference. So it would be about $30 million to $50 million. That would be the range that they would pay. I don't know if it'd be annually. Yes, it's annually. And the name possibilities are Big All-State Conference and the All-State 12 Conference. Like, I wish that I was kidding, but they're changing.
Well, it's smart.
The name, is it? I mean, I guess it is. It's free money, but.
But it's the, I mean, it's all it is the professionalization of
right.
amateur sports.
But it's also a terrible name. I'm not calling it that.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will.
I'm not calling, oh, the big
you'll,
all.
You'll get used to it.
I think Iowa State's going to win the Big All-State Conference. I'm not saying that. I'm
You're
not saying.
Still going to call it the Big 12.
I'll call it the back.
You don't call what we're in, like, Great Midwest.
Oh, no.
We're the American.
So you would call it, if you would call it the All-State American Athletic Conference? No, you would not. There's no way you would do that. You would say it's the American Athletic Conference. Now, they're not giving
but
me a choice.
You took Big 12 out, right? You can't still say
okay,
the
All-State well, I'm
Big
it the,
12.
I'm calling it the BAC. I'm not calling it the damn Big All-State Conference.
The BAC.
That's what I'd call it, the BAC.
That's blood alcohol content.
Well, everybody seems to be drunk if they're going to do this.
It'd be too much of a... Now, people would make fun of that, obviously.
Okay, fine.
It'd be the BAC.
If they go All-State 12, I'm going to call it the A-12. I'm not calling it the All-State 12 conference.
It's too confusing with the A-10.
I'm not confused.
This is the A-12.
I'm not confused. So you're going to call it the All-State 12, bro?
I'm going to call it the All-State. The All-State.
Yeah, man.
This is so smart. They're going to get 30 to 50 a year?
Correct.
You will not be able to compete.
And it would put them...
Shut it down for a group of fives.
Well, we can't get a deal, bro.
We got our deal. It's $5 million a year from FedEx. That's what we get.
No, I'm talking about the AAC. The AAC can do this.
Ain't nobody want to buy the AAC naming rights.
Why not?
Who?
Anybody. You can name it. You can literally name it your company. You can literally name it after your company.
It's a trash conference.
I know, but...
You're getting the worst one.
Yeah, but you... So
you're going to try to get the SEC in them first.
You pay $10 million a year, which is a fraction, which is 20% of what they're going to pay the Big 12, and you could just call it whatever you want, bro. You call it Hurts. Or just the Hurts.
You're going to have to go lower on the company we're going to get.
Who are we going to get, bro? Who are we going to get?
I'm just
only
saying
fans.
It might be more local.
Yeah, only fans. The Only Fans League. That's who we could get. That's good marketing.
Well, we should look around. Again, I don't know who's paying for the American.
Well, it could be like one of those, you know, like every time, like, I think we should go after that. Only Fans, the OF League.
Make Elon Musk do it.
We making that man do everything. He got to fix the infrastructure. He got to fix the water.
He's not fixing the infrastructure. That's what we've learned.
Yeah.
As apparently we've got enough as it is. So we didn't get much out of this. Again, with less than 200 employees.
Man, he's going to...
Come on, bro.
You know you ain't hiring anybody from Memphis to do that damn job, bro. We're 15 years behind the rest of the world. We just now seeing the AI movie with Will Smith or whoever it was.
Make it the X Conference.
I mean, yeah, that's not the X Conference. Perfect. Elon, there you go. $10 million a year. That can be part of the deal.
That's chump change for him.
I know. So let's do that, and then we can compete. But, yeah, I mean, if the Big 12 does do this, everybody else will follow suit. Make no mistake.
And Sankey will have the best deal by the time it's all.
Yeah, because, look, they're like, well, this will get us on the same, you know, foundation as the SEC. And then the SEC goes, y'all think we ain't about to do this? So they're going to go get somebody, you know, and they'll just it'll be like the Heinz Southeastern Conference. The, you know, Chick-fil-A, Southeastern Conference. You know, they'll just do it too. And then you're not going to be on the same plane again. So you have to do it, though, bro. If this is the way it's going
to
be.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have to do it.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's league's going to change. Everybody's league's going to be so corporate sponsored. And I saw a report that your mark is selling 20% of the league to private equity. Yeah.
Wow.
How about that? So that's a disaster waiting to happen. Then you start giving, you know, it's basically now you're a publicly traded stock, man. Now they're going to be calling shots. They're going to be, you know, I don't know. That's slippery slope here.
Let me tell you something. You better get in this college football playoff right now.
You got 1 year because it's about to all change. I mean, for real. And then
we got two. We got two guaranteed, right?
Okay, two.
You keep trying to come in here and mess up my what I believe.
One realistically, with your based on your roster.
Oh, because you're talking about Hennigan.
Yeah, because he's gone, isn't he? Or does he have one more year?
I don't think the understanding is he'll be gone. That's how you're in the mix with Antoine Hill.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm imagining he would have one more if he wanted to be a graduate. Mm-hmm. You'd have, right? Because this will be 4-4, no?
Right.
He's played since his freshman year.
Yeah. Big All-State, though. Big All-State conference.
You're saying, I'm not going to say the name.
I'm not saying the name.
It reeks in resentment and jealousy is what it does.
So
that's why I think you should be above that.
I still don't call it Simmons Bank Memorial Stadium or whatever it is.
You're the only one that doesn't do it. We all have come around and we call it the Sim.
You know why? Because you guys are corporate shills. That's why. And I'm above that. I'm not kowtowing to the man. All right? I'm not doing it. I'll call whatever the hell I want. Isn't that what we do now in 2024? We just identify with whatever we want. So I identify it as the BAC, the BAC. That's what it is. I'm not calling it the A. No. You didn't pay me to call it that. Right? So y'all can have at it amongst yourselves and your television partners. But
dude, if Dixie Queen come up in here and tell you, John, say this is the best burger, you going to do it.
If they pay $30 million
a year. Dixie Queen Burger, 92.9 FM Jason and John show.
We should do
that. You're going to do it.
We should.
Just be the shield that you just attacked.
Now again, we have a title sponsor, our friends at Leaders, but they don't ask us to call the show the Leaders Show. The Leaders Credit Union Show.
It's the Leaders Studios.
It's the Leaders. It's the Jason and John Show in the Leaders. They're our studio sponsor, not a title sponsor. Sorry. Yeah, same difference.
Leaders Studios.
Yeah, but it's not like, you know, we've had title sponsors in the past who you don't get to change the name of the show. You know what I mean? Your partnership is appreciated.
But maybe much like your market is doing here, we should break new ground and sell the show name.
I'll call. Let's call Billy. And let's
That's what
see.
I'm saying. And so you're willing to listen to this, the Wing Guru Jason and John Show.
No. We're going to get the most amount of money. We're going to just call it the Wing Guru Show.
And you're cool with that.
Oh, because I'm getting paid by
But you're mad at what your mark's doing, and you're not
going to
call
it. No, I'm not mad at it. I'm just not calling it that.
Right. But you're going to have folks say, no, you need to call us the Wing Guru Show, because that's what we are now.
Yeah, exactly.
You see how you're playing both sides there?
Yeah, because one of them benefits me, and the other does not.
We get how you operate,
Jim. Yeah, here's what I say to people out there. It is time for us to take a stand against corporate greed, right? You know, people talk about inflation in America. They blame it all on Joe Biden. Y'all want to blame all your problems on Joe Biden. But the big...
Boy, look, and I sent it to you. You frustrate me because you keep bringing up Joe. How come you ain't talking about what he did with the oil?
I'm not getting into the oil thing.
I know, because it's positive for him.
The president, first of all, the president doesn't set oil prices, though. Like, what did he do?
He made a ton of money. A ton of money. And now he's filling up our reserves.
Oh, Joe is.
Yes. He's filling them back up. You need to go pay attention to the good. But you only want to talk about what Sleepy, what Olay, whatever you call him.
No, I defend Joe against inflation attacks.
How's your gas prices right now?
I have no idea, bro. I drive a Tesla. So I have absolutely no idea what the gas
devil is a lie. You fill up that Audi or whatever it is every day you have to with good cheap gas now.
I don't know.
Thank you, Joe.
I honestly don't pay attention to gas prices. It doesn't matter. I have to have it. I have to have gas.
What are those chips that we got to start working on here, producing them here in America?
So Nvidia
we
don't have to chips. Pay?
That's right.
But has anybody ever thought that, you know, if we...
And we're going to get more production.
If we start producing Nvidia chips at this new AI headquarters, right?
Well, you'd have to build another facility to do that.
Memphis would then become the number one domestic target for any China warfare, you know, because that's why, you know, ultimately they could call it whatever they want, but they want the semiconductor chips in Taiwan. So we would then become the domestic target. Nobody ever thinks about that kind of stuff, though. You know, they just see the headlines. And
we're protected by the bluff.
Oh, that's right. That's it would stop the attack.
Not worried about China.
It, just like every other this, thunderstorm
the bluff
that comes
protects
in.
Us from everything.
No, that's a good point. I didn't think about that.
And we're inland. You know,
yeah,
they're
going
to have to get past the East Coast.
Well, the terrain, right? The terrain of Memphis is definitely, you know, something you have to. If you're not familiar with it, you know what I'm saying. You have Frazier, you have Orange Mound.
The Bay.
Yeah, you have like a lot of places where, you know, you might see some resistance that you don't take into consideration.
Dude, you would sell your name if Allstate said, here's $10
million. Well, how much we talk? $10
million? Yeah. John Allstate Martin.
No, you could just call me Allstate.
Okay, so we've gotten to the bottom of it.
If it first name, you, first name all, last name, state. Mm-hmm. $10 million? Oh, come on, bro.
For sale.
Who wouldn't? Who would not? Who for $10 million?
Oh, your forefathers be in Arkansas, be rolling over in their graves.
They would. I don't give a damn. I'll go update the tombstones. $10 million, bro. So, that's life-changing money. I ain't got to come in and do this anymore. It's just I'm gonna do it because I enjoy it.
Right.
But I wouldn't have to do it.
That's true.
And it's like you said, I would let everybody know. Like, I'm in today. How's everybody feeling? Don't try to coach me. Don't try to tell me when we got to go to break. I'll buy this radio station.
Right.
You know what I mean?
There'll always be that.
I'm not there yet, though, unfortunately. All right, here's what I want to ask you. As we obviously were talking about the news of the corporate greed coming into college athletics. It's a new one. Sweep. Is that what we're dealing with here, or do you think the Dallas Mavericks can have some pride and take a game?
You know, I really do think it's a sweep. I think that Boston is controlling this series just as much mentally as they are on the court. How you like them apples? You put me on the spot. They understand that they're playing a team that, you know, yes, a couple of great players in Luka and Kyrie, but a team clearly that has flaws and weaknesses, and Boston is exposing them, and including, you know, Luka's, and I use the word Stephen A. did, is petulance.
Right.
You know? They're using it against him almost in a way that no other team had. Why is that? Well, this is a veteran team.
Yep.
Right? This is a veteran outfit. Yes, they got a 35-year-old head coach, but this team's been through the wars with Jalen and with Jason. And I think you saw it there late in the game.
Yeah.
Again, when Jaylen Brown, recognizing that Luka's frustrated, recognizing that he's mad at the officials and everything else, has got five fouls, and you've got Jaylen Brown going at him. Rather than settling for a three, Jaylen Brown recognizing this moment's big. You know, they're coming back. They've made this run, but there's a potential here to get Luka off the floor because of everything that's going through. You know, all the frustration he's going through right now, and again, banking on
right,
man. Luka's gonna say these refs aren't gonna call that sixth foul. Let me go challenge this. And again, it's that level of understanding, that kind of IQ in this moment.
Yep.
That Dallas doesn't have. Yeah, they got one guy that probably understands that in Kyrie. But Luka doesn't. And so for all of everything that Luka is, and like we'd said, what, he was leading the playoffs in points, rebounds, assists, coming into the finals, for everything he is, what we learned is there's still more when you're talking about this championship level. Boston is there. They are thriving. Now that, John, there's, you know, deep as any team we've seen in terms of recent history. I mean, my gosh, with what Drew Holiday can do defensively, Derek White last night's making plays. Like, as Sane said, we had last week, I thought he put it best. They've got four books. Right off top,
yep.
Spade reference.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just two. It's not just Batman and Robin. It's what those guys do as well. It's all at a championship level, and right now they're making Dallas look like they're, frankly, not ready for this. And so, not to go back to your question, no, I think you could have a good game from Luka. You could bounce back trying to prove to the world, that ain't me, that frustrated guy, like I'm better than that. You could have a good one from Kyrie, bro. But if they're limiting everybody else, as they have done for most of this series – especially back in game one.
Yeah.
They're going to sweep.
Yeah, I think that's the thing about the Celtics that, you know, Xavier Tillman actually talked about in an interview he did after he got traded. They just, they are grown, they're mature, they are business-like in their approach.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's the reason why, all the points you made, like, I don't think this is a Boston Celtics team that is, you know, celebrating being up 3-0. I think they still look at it as, we have to end this. You know, we don't have the title yet.
I wasn't convinced of that coming through these
right.
playoffs when they're dropping game twos,
yep.
blowing large leads, as we've seen from some previous teams. And let's be real, some of that previous narrative about Boston just not being ready still kind of filters in.
Yeah.
But I think at this point they've proven it. I mean, let's be real, they were in some wars there with Indiana there early in that series. You're wondering, well, you know, are they still ready? So my point, I'm still questioning that all the way up until now.
Yep.
And I don't know if it's, again, because this team is a five seed that came out of the West, it's just a bad matchup, whatever it is, but it couldn't be more obvious how different levels
no doubt.
These two are at right now. And, yes, Boston looked like it's gained confidence
yep.
that it is our time, everything that you just said, by,
yep.
by looking over at its opponent that doesn't have.
Show me my opponent.
Yep, all of this.
Yeah, so it's minus one, Dallas minus one. Actually, in some places, it's flipped to Boston minus one. So
we can say Jaylen Brown's leading this team.
He is. I mean, he is the
finals again,
MVP.
half of Tatum's shots, and I'm not picking on him. He's had a great, you know, in terms of the shooting, sure, it hasn't been great. But he is, let's be real, the rebounding, the defense he's played
right.
has been tremendous. But half his shots yesterday, when I was texting you, were threes.
Yep.
You know, Jaylen Brown's going at Luka Doncic. He's getting a big putback basket at the end of the game.
Yep.
And he's hitting the big three to help you put it. He's doing everything.
Yes, he is.
Okay. Including going at the opposing star. So I cannot say enough about the player he's become. And, again, it feels like it started with that snub, that All-NBA snub, where Haliburton was the last guy and Jaylen Brown was left off.
Yep.
And it was 15 and 16.
By the way, as we were talking about the naming rights,
yeah.
Ross Dellinger reported that Conference USA is doing the same thing. So this is all about to, like – this is all happening.
Yeah, they're going to have owls, mowers.
They have Globe Life is one of the companies under consideration.
You know who the SEC is going to get? Aflac.
Oh, yeah. They already have that. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it's going to be somebody
big like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, prestigious. They'll have a competition.
Yeah, no question.
We'll just take whoever wants to bid on it. We'll just use yours. Right? Mm-hmm. It's not going to. You know, I don't know. It's the pony. I think we could probably get them.
I don't know. Are they still in business?
Oh, I think business is probably booming. I think that's just an industry that's probably just never going to go out. You know what I mean? I mean, could it be challenged with the virtual reality?
I think internet has put them down. I really do. Like, much like newspapers.
That's an interesting.
And God, you know.
Yeah.
He's had a little to do with it. It's not nearly.
God's always been there.
Crazy as it used to be around here.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't been in years. You know, as you know, I've prayed about it and have beaten my addiction. But it's an interesting dissertation. You know, has the internet hurt the pony? I don't know. I have to really.
John was a regular James Harden.
I have to investigate. I have to do some further investigation.
He was delivered from that.
I was delivered. Absolutely. All right. Jeff Calk is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about Memphis. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies draft. Lots more to come. But before we do that, shoot 360, ladies and gentlemen. You want to get better at the game of basketball? You want to watch your son or your daughter, the hooper in your house? You want to see them get better at their jumper, their dribbling, their passing? That's where you need to go. Big things on the horizon. They're going to be moving locations here in short order. But in the meantime, in between time, Collierville is still awesome. You walk in, you'll see it. I mean, it's just a Nirvana for basketball fans. And you're going to get coaching. You're going to have a great time. This is something that's invested in and backed by NBA players. There's a reason for that. They use it themselves. Shoot 360, 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville.
Yep, that is Young, one of those investors. Now, as John said, they got big things coming up this summer. Get your membership now. Get your place in line by getting out to 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville. And they've got everything out there right now to take care of you. It's not just the shooting, the ball handling, all the drills. They've got them out there, and it's super interactive. Your kid will fall in love, and you'll love the membership option. So, again, it's the future of basketball training happening in Memphis. It's happening right now at 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
360.
Leaders Credit Union is where you're going to watch your money grow. And that's the idea. When you earn money, you want it to work for you. And the way you do that is by putting it in a 4+ high yield savings account. And the great thing at Leaders Credit Union, that's going to be no minimums, no balance tiers, no restrictions. They're going to hold you back and keep you from championing your personal finances. Get up to 4.25% APY for doing nothing. Just let it sit there. To open up the account, all you got to do is go online. LeadersCU.com/ESPN. See the website for full details and disclosures. Leaders is your financial champion, federally insured by the NCUA. Jeff Calkins is the Elon Musk beat writer for the Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show here on 90.9. He joins us every Thursday, and he joins us now. Hello, my friend. How are we doing?
I was just thinking of conference names, you know?
Yes.
Maybe the Elon Musk conference would be good, or maybe if you're going to rename the AAC, the Big Lou conference, you know? Big Lou, that guy, that commercial we run for Big Lou?
Yep.
How about the Sonic conference? Like, that one actually is pretty good. I see you guys are talking about Sonic.
You do America.
Love Sonic.
Sonic. America's conference.
I love that. What's wrong with the Sonic? It has a certain oomph to it, you know?
It does. I offered this one to John off air. I wonder which thing we do. Pizza Hut. The Hut.
The Hut.
The AAC. Hut. Yeah, just call it The Hut.
The Hut. Just call it The Hut. Yeah, I think that's good. Okay. If you call it the Chick-fil-A, you know, maybe
they're going for the SEC.
John said that's going to be SEC. Chick-fil-A. They're so big.
There's going to be a friggin' fight to the death for that conference.
For the Chick-fil-A conference.
Chick-fil-A Saturdays.
Okay, how about Popeye's then? Fine. Do a Popeye conference.
I mean, look, I don't want to limit our business to anybody. It's open.
Wicked chicken.
The negotiation window is absolutely open. Long John Silver's, Captain D's.
It's like when NIL became available. Everything is possible. Everything's possible.
Name stuff over at the University of Memphis, too. You know? Why does it need to be the University of Memphis?
I told Jason for $10 million.
Jason what, yeah?
For $10 million, I would change my name to Allstate. First name, All, last name, State. And that's just my name. You have to call me Allstate.
John's for sale.
That seems fine.
Who wouldn't do that for $10 million?
You would never sell the Calkins name because of you're talking about
he would for $10 million.
Generational success.
$10 million he would.
And it just spans. So no, there is no price, right, Jeff? You would never sell your last name.
Well, practically, what does that mean? Like, I'd change my name.
Yeah, like Meta World Peace.
I'm not the only Calkins out there. There are other Calkins who can carry the name forward. I'll
exactly.
carry whatever the
but
hell you want me to carry.
But you are part of that prestigious family. You know, you
name,
can't do that.
Name me Danny Hurley. I don't care. You know, whatever you want. And then the other thing, the people who know you, they're gonna, it's just like people still call it the Liberty Ball. The people who know me are going to still call me Jeff because that's what they know me as. You know,
Jason
same
rejects
way,
that. Jason,
I do. Somebody tweeted that.
Jason says nobody should call it other than its name.
You guys need to evolve. It's the Sim.
But as I explained, they ain't paying me.
Respect, you know? Simmons Bank.
They ain't. Well, and I'll be honest, it's worse for me because they did pay me once. Right?
That's Jeff did they, used to do Simmons Bank. He did.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, but you don't do them anymore, right?
No, but I felt a little betrayed. I did Simmons.
Right.
Axe to grind.
My banking stuff to Simmons.
Ooh, let it all out.
Well, that's why Leaders is better.
Then they decided they didn't need to do a local advertising.
Right.
Leaders would never pull the rug on us like that.
Leaders, and honestly, like, what's a better name for a conference? Leaders?
Leaders.
Leaders is a better name. Why wouldn't you want to call it the Leaders Conference? You know what I mean?
I'm with it.
It exists only for the benefit of its members.
I'm a little worried, though, that their marketing dollars getting moved around might end up in costing us. That's clearly what happened with Simmons Bank.
No, I don't think so because we're the brain. You think they took the money from 96?
Yeah, I mean, I know what we charge here. It's outrageous.
That was a terrible choice because in the end, people resent that calling the stadium Leaders. I mean Simmons, right? They resent it, calling it Simmons. It's not calling, except for Jason, I guess, is on board. But most of us, we just like it being the Liberty Bowl. They could have kept their money in radio. And I don't know if you know, radio still generates unbelievable traction. I've seen recent studies on this. Who was tweeting it out? Steve Conley. Steve Conley was talking about the power of radio. And naming a stadium that people just resent. What's the point of that? You know, take your money and put it in radio.
It's a growing medium.
With the other leaders. Be a leader, you know?
Absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, listen, anybody, as Ted DiBiase once said, everybody's got a price, brother. And, the AEC will
not
have
Danny Hurley, not Danny Hurley. He's got no price.
Oh, he would have had a price. It just wasn't $70 million.
Exactly. It just wasn't 60. Wasn't it 60?
It was 70. It was 70.
Okay, 70.
Yeah. So,
that wasn't the price.
Yeah. I mean, again, if they'd offered him 100, we're not having this discussion today.
I believe that.
You know, but they didn't. Why they didn't, you know, I'll leave it to sort of you guys to argue about. But it never made sense to me from the beginning, and it still doesn't really make sense to me now, although I guess there are some, you know, some logical reasons, like if they're trying to cover some things up. I don't know. But to go so far as to offer, you know, you just knew he wouldn't take again. I don't know. We'll find out. JJ will be the coach, and he'll get fired, and life will go on, and that's the way the NBA works.
Well, of course,
right?
Danny Hurley would have gotten fired too.
Absolutely, yeah, Danny Hurley would have been fired. Look, I've never been like fired from a real job.
keep it up.
I like the choice of words there.
I got fired. Where have I gotten fired from?
I know some of those fast food places you were fired.
I got fired. Well, I didn't get fired. I quit. I quit
before they fired you.
Correct. Yes.
You were about to get it.
Well, again, it's on my record. I got fired at
Great American Cookie.
I didn't show. I no called, no showed. So I knew I was getting fired. I think I no called, no showed Abercrombie and Fitch on the first day I worked there in training. I just left. I walked out.
Too much facial hair.
I didn't even finish the damn shift, bro. I just left. It was awesome. And then Taco Bell, I think I just no called, no showed again. I don't like giving people bad news.
Did you ever go to, you did work at Taco Bell for a while?
Yeah, I did. I worked
Which
there.
Which one?
The one on in Jason's neck of the woods, there on Germantown Parkway.
For real?
Yeah,
I didn't know you were at that one.
Were you a cook?
No, I was the dishwasher and the cash register person.
How was that?
What's so funny, bro?
There ain't no damn dishes at Taco Bell.
There is, bro.
You back there washing pots.
There is. That's what it was. It was like.
No, you weren't washing dishes.
It's where you keep the damn.
That's where the pot cleaner was.
It's the tin. It's like the, you know, the tin, the beans and the meat and all that stuff goes from. Yeah.
How long did you last at Taco Bell?
It was a hard 3 months. I'm not sure why it's so funny that a young, hardworking man was plying his trade.
Dude, you sit up here.
Do you still like Taco Bell? Do you enjoy a Taco Bell?
I don't go to Taco Bell. No, it's not.
Because he knows what's in it.
Yeah, well, I don't. I wasn't around the food. I mean, they didn't let me do it. I mean, I used to show up high. I didn't care.
Wow.
I mean, I'm just honest. I'm being honest. I was not the greatest employee. I was 16.
I'm sorry you had to hear that.
Well, I mean, I want to be.
You're still not, you know.
I think I am a hell of an employee today.
You just took 2 months off, man.
Exactly. I took off 1 month for the birth of my child out of necessity.
No, whatever. Same deal. You're doing the same stuff again. It's just now you've got enough clout.
Yeah. Well, no. That was a policy that Odyssey has instituted that allows you to spend time with your children, and I'm appreciative of that.
No one's ever touched it.
Listen, I will say this: it's not funny. Unprecedented. It's not funny that I was a hardworking 16-year-old. It's not. What's so funny about that?
It's funny that you went in high, came quit, that you would routinely.
They gave me a woman's shirt. They gave me a.
Routinely quit places without even telling anyone.
Yeah, they gave me the first. When I was coming in there to work, they gave me a woman's shirt. And I didn't even know it was a woman's shirt until someone pointed out to me, your shirt zips up.
I think your whole time there was a joke. So you're asking me why I'm laughing? You were in there wearing women's tight shirts at Washington's, cleaning out cheese and the end of the beef rack.
Did you have a bosom at the time?
No, I did not. But they didn't have a men's shirt. So they gave me a woman's shirt. And then, you know, one of the people there, you know, we got into a discussion somehow about religion, and she called me a bastard. While I was on the shit, I was on the clock. I mean, I was just, I think I'm going to actually sue.
Taco Bell?
I'm going to sue for pain and suffering. All the things that I went through.
I was the best
employee they ever had.
I will say, I do think these experiences that we have all had, and I don't know if quote unquote kids these days have them, but the experience that we've all had of working, you know, starting type of jobs like this, I do think I don't know if they're character building or character revealing in John's case, but they certainly do. They're one or the other, you know.
Well, what it doesn't reveal anything about my character. Okay, it reveals that, you know, I'm only willing to take so much before I say I've had enough. Like I also worked at Debo's. This was obviously before the Wing Guru. I would work for Billy. I'd love to work for Billy, but I worked for Debo's back in the day. And they made me clean the grease trap with a cup, like a damn a cup from, like, you know, Checkers or something. You know,
I was listening.
You don't know what that's like, Jeff. You don't know what that grease trap is.
I cleaned the dishes. All my.
We're not talking about the dishes, bro. Grease trap.
That's nasty.
Okay, I didn't do the grease. The whole first year of college,
it's like a dead body.
But like, I was listening to a podcast about Stacks recently. Not the new show. I haven't watched that yet, but. The new show that's streaming, but this is a podcast, and Booker T was talking about his life. He was still a junior in high school when Stax asked him to come. I think they needed a tenor sax or a bass sax, maybe it was, whatever. And he went over and he played the bass sax on some song. And then he said, "But I'm really good at keyboards." And they said, "Well, come on in, we'll try on keyboards or whatever." At the time he was doing this, he had a paper route. And he kept his paper route. So he would go to school, he would have his paper route, he's a junior, and then he'd go in and he'd play at Stax, and he became, you know, the house keyboard player. And at night, that's what he'd do. He would still do his paper route, and then he'd go in and he'd play at Stax. I just think it's, I don't know, that story about him having it, like, as he's making his way in the world with a paper route, really, John, it's very similar to you cleaning the grease trap, you know? You're both artists in your own way.
Yeah, no, that's when I left. I was like, I ain't doing this again. This is ridiculous. I'm above this, you know? That's how I felt, you know? And then I was like, I'm just going to do media. And here I am all these years later, bro. Here I am. Being the producer for your show is kind of like cleaning the grease trap.
Very similar.
And then they made me do that Saturday orthopedic show. Oh, my God. That was brutal.
I forgot that one. What was that about?
Dude, back talk.
What was it?
It was talk about back.
Were you the producer?
Yeah, I was the producer. They came. They came in. They obviously paid for time.
So bad.
No, it was awful.
They paid for time. You're just doing back talk. That's clever branding.
It was like a father and a son sitting in here on a Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Keep in mind, I was like 22 years old, so there's a very high likelihood that I was out drinking the night before, and these two dudes are in here talking about. Yeah, well, the medial retina culum post interior is just a tough one to. I'm like, bro, this is, oh my god! I feel like I should be getting paid.
Well, we all make our way in the world, you know. And like, I think of Jason, and I think of the security guard shift. You know,
that's right. That's true. That's true.
Security guard. It's synonymous with Jason.
Yeah, I think that's no question. I mean, and you know,
unarmed.
You were not getting past him.
Yeah.
By the way, would you be more reluctant now, Jason, to be a security guard?
Would I? It's like one of those no-way jobs.
No, Elon was going to hire you.
In this Memphis, in this time? Yeah, man, are you unarmed like I was? Are you asking for trouble?
There's a story in the Daily Memphian today about crime, and Bill Gibbons was talking to folks at Collierville, I think, about crime numbers and stuff. And the most striking thing about it, I don't have the numbers in front of me, the most striking thing about it was crime is actually down this year. Violent crime is down this year from last year. Yeah. You may not feel it, and he said that, you know, whatever, but crime is marginally down. But if you then compare, and even gun crime, I think, is a little, but if you compare crimes committed with weapons versus 2011, the numbers aren't close. Like, the numbers are, right, like 63% higher now committed with weapons than in 2011. In 2011, if you were working as an unarmed security guard, you probably just thought you'd have to shoo someone away or whatever else.
Right.
Yep. Now I think you're pretty convinced that at some point someone's going to have a gun that you're dealing with.
Well, again, that's policy. That's policy-based. I mean, we can sit here and go back and forth about it all day long. But like, Tennessee lawmakers have passed.
No, there's no question.
Yeah,
there's
like,
no question.
People are inherently more violent today.
It's not some accident. And that's what's so funny is when people focus on all these other things about crime, which I don't, like, I do think people who commit horrible crimes should be in jail and stay in jail, and they should move through the system and they should be punished, all those things. I agree with all of that. But if you're being honest about it, what's changed? What's changed is, do you think like in 2011, people got sentenced instantly and didn't get parole?
No.
What has changed, and so if you're really serious about the crime crisis in Memphis, there's two problems. Poverty and guns, right? And the thing that's changed is guns. Now, the other stuff's bad. I'm all for it. If you got a really bad guy, he should stay in jail.
Yeah.
I'm all for that, too. But if you're asking what's changed from the Memphis that we knew 15 years ago, what's changed is the guns.
No doubt. And poverty has absolutely gotten worse, you would say. That'd be my guess, because of COVID and everything. That'd be my guess. Maybe I'm wrong.
I would think poverty and hopelessness probably worse, too.
But we know for a fact.
You want to talk about the NBA draft? Hey, by the way, I'm down here. I have a question. This is what I do when I come on your show. I take you off.
Yeah, you ask the questions.
Is it Ubi's or UB's? What's the name of that? What's the name of that place?
UB's.
UB's.
Yeah, they're on Highland. Yeah.
Okay. Well, they're not anymore because they closed.
Correct.
They closed May 31st.
Yep.
And now they're going to open in the suburbs with a drive-through.
I noticed that. Yep.
Is this a? Can it be UB's if it's in the suburbs with a drive-through?
No, that was part of the thing, right? Highland Strip. It was part of the experience, like the college.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, it's gentrified, white flight.
Yeah, Tigers is part of the brand.
Yeah, it's just gentrified.
Being the school burger.
Have you ever eaten a Tiger Ball?
No, I usually got the burgers there. I got the burgers there. You know, but I'm just, like, again, I'm just saying this. Like, to me, I don't like the feel of that. I don't like the optically. I don't like sort of my opinion of that. It does not make me want to support it. I'm just being totally honest. Like,
it's funny though. The people that, in fact, let's be clear. The people who own it.
Same people.
They own Alfred's. They own Cafe Olé. They own lots of places that are not suburban places. I forgot there's a list and there are other places they own. It's not like, you know, they're just moving as far east as they can with everybody. I'm just interested, like, this idea that UB's would reopen in Collier or wherever.
Right.
Is that really reopening? I don't think that's reopening.
It's kind of rebranding. Like,
really is.
Yeah, it's rebranding. So,
how about this? The UBS conference.
I mean, is this for the American? I mean, what do you think? We're going to just give it away?
Yeah, we're going to need
some money. You know, it's going to, yeah, you got to have some real people.
It's got to have more half.
Yeah, I mean, it's, again, that's a local thing. We can maybe looking slap national. That on like a section of seating, but you know, you're just not thinking big enough. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you, we're going to end this call, and I'm going to ask you to come back tomorrow to your radio show and have some bigger ideas.
Thank you, sir.
Love you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Bye. Yep, he is Jeff Calkins. Joins us every single Thursday here on the show.
Mean.
No, I'm challenging him.
Yes,
I'm challenging him. You know, I'm not calling him out. I'm calling him up. That's what I'm doing.
Right.
He knows that. He can be better. I know he will. On the fly, again, be just bigger, better. You know what I'm saying? We're not just giving this away. We're going to
call. You got a point.
We're charging. I will say, maybe we could start with the Wing Guru. Now that is big. They're expanding. They got locations all around Memphis. We already know they're, they're in Texas. They're in Georgia. They're blowing up. They're expanding all across America. I think they have a location in Florida as well, if I'm not mistaken. I might be making that up. I think they have at least a truck there in Florida. So they're blowing up, our man Billy and the Wing Guru. And why is that? Because of the quality of the wings, the flavors that you're not going to find anywhere else. For me, it's the garlic sriracha. For you, it might be the Nashville hot. Go check it out. Triple J, Can't Catch Cow. Best wings in town. Go see Billy Richmond.
May also be this June deal they've got for the month. It's going well. That's why we're running it back. You get two crispy Wing Guru legs, dipped in your favorite of the 22 flavors, and a small fry or okra for just $5.99. You're not going to beat that deal. We're doing it for two straight months because it was so successful last month. Again, that is both in any store or online at thewingguru.com. Billy's serving up the best wings in town with the 22 best flavors. What's your favorite? You guys know by now I'm a Nashville hot guy, John's Garlic Sriracha. When you see Billy Richmond, the former Tiger basketball player turned Chicken House entrepreneur, you tell him that Jason and John sent you.